Well, thank you for that introduction, and welcome to another edition of Eye on the Arts. My name is Micah Bornstein. I'm filling in for John Kane, and today, joining me in the studio is Bridget Covert, Director of Exhibitions from South Shore Arts, and my colleague as well. Bridget, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Bridget's feeling a little under the weather, so she was gracious enough to come in and talk to us a little bit about the very exciting upcoming exhibition, the Maurice Sendak Memorial Exhibition.
Yes, and it's going to be a great show. We have 50 works by Maurice Sendak, illustrations, and just a lot of fun pieces in the exhibit celebrating the life of Maurice Sendak, and heavily on his most famous book, Where the Wild Things Are. I think most of the work, about 75% of the work, is from that book. So it's kind of fun, and Maurice Sendak wrote that book in, I don't know, the 1960s, but it's kind of had a following since then. So getting all ages in there, from people who have appreciated his book in the past and people who appreciate it now.
There are, of course, a lot of illustrations from Where the Wild Things Are, but there's a few from my personal favorite, which is In the Night Kitchen, including a stunning drawing that I saw through bubble wrap of the young protagonist standing next to an airplane. Bridget, can you tell us a little bit about how this – we're going to talk a little bit about the show and some of the events that go around it happen in conjunction with it, but can you tell us how this show arrived?
Yeah. Well, you had to deal with a little bit more. But we actually booked the exhibit quite a few years ago, so it's been coming in the making. But when we got the exhibit, it came in probably one of the largest crates I've ever seen, which was kind of funny because now it's hidden in the gallery. But it was quite a large case filled – perfectly packaged with Maurice Sendak's work. But it's interesting how that always comes, because it's been traveling for a number of years, I think almost 10 at least now, just to different cities. It's been all over the U.S. and even London. And so it's exciting to have it here in Munster, Indiana.
Yeah, some big name venues. I think it went to the Museum of Science and Industry,
yep,
and one of the Disney locations. I can't remember which one.
I was going to say, it's traveled all over the place through, you know, Chicago and Science and Industry Museum a couple of years ago, and just a bunch of different libraries and exhibition spaces. So, it's been traveling for a while, and we're excited to have it here.
Well, so people who are familiar with the gallery at South Shore Arts know it's rather large, and 50 works, while substantial, isn't maybe enough to fill the gallery. But there's some exciting things we're doing in conjunction with the events, as well as the presentation of these pieces that you've been working hard on. Can you talk a little bit about all of that?
Yeah. So we've kind of created a little jungle in the gallery, and we're trying to make it coincide with Where the Wild Things Are, where Max, the character in the book, kind of dreams up this really fun little different world of where he travels overseas and into jungles and befriends the wild things. So we've tried to make that come to life a little bit in the gallery. And with it, coming up soon, will be the we're hosting a family arts fest, which will be celebrating the exhibit, but not only with South Shore Arts is joining us, it's the Symphony and Theater at the Center and Trauma Catering, and we're putting on this whole big day where people can come and take theater classes, do art workshops. The catering will be doing their brunch and selling food, and there'll be vendors, so it's just going to be a really fun day, you know, at the center for people to kind of see what it's all about there.
Yeah, I want to make sure we emphasize the fact that Bridget's building a small jungle in the gallery, complete with vines and towering palms. So it is going to be quite the spectacle. And Family Arts Day in its own right, I think, is going to be very exciting this go-around. We have, as Bridget mentioned, all those wonderful events and the participation of the entire building. But we also have, I think, an exciting lineup of arts educational activities for families to participate in, to get a real taste of the kinds of classes we have at the South Shore Arts, specifically at our Center for Visual and Performing Arts location. Bridget, the dates, when is this exhibition running?
Yes, well, the Family Arts Fest is going to be Sunday, February 23rd, starting at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then the exhibition for the Maurice Sendak show will run all the way through April 12th. So there'll be plenty of time to catch it and see it and explore the exhibit, see all of Maurice Sendak's works, and see the jungle we've created in the gallery.
Sounds fantastic. Well, I hope you come out and join us. It's going to be exciting, and I am going to let Bridget go home and get some rest now. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Eye on the Arts, and have a good week.